This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The nations are restless, a churning, a fracturing. They gather their armies, boast of strength, extend their reach across the earth, but their foundations are crumbling. They believe they control the narrative, dictate terms to the nations, yet they are unwitting instruments, instruments of Yahuwah's judgment. They are building on sand, and the tide is turning. We see it in the arrogance of Edom, manifested in the kingdoms of the West, an economy built on debt, a power sustained by illusion. They intervene in the affairs of nations, speaking of peace and security, yet their hearts are consumed by self-interest. It is a pattern Yahuwah has long foretold, a pattern etched into the very fabric of prophecy. Remember the words of Isaiah, "The pride of Edom is done, the glory of its strength is brought low." Isaiah 34:6. They wage endless wars, manipulate economies, pursue dominance relentlessly. They sow discord, reap chaos, and then present themselves as the solution. Physicians who inflict wounds and then claim to heal. Their weapons are sharpened, their treasuries full, but Yahuwah sees through the deception. He sees the rot beneath the gilded surface. And now, the signs are multiplying. These nations are entangled in conflicts not of their choosing, drawn into wars that bleed their resources and expose their vulnerabilities. The crimson tide, spoken of in Isaiah 34:3, is rising. It is not merely a physical tide of bloodshed, but a spiritual one, a torrent of consequence washing over those who have long defied Yahuwah's covenant. This isn't about geopolitical analysis or predicting market fluctuations. This is about the unfolding of ancient prophecy. Obadiah spoke of Edom's pride being pierced, their strongholds becoming desolate. Amos warned of their downfall, their destruction complete. And we are witnessing the beginning of that fulfillment. The very structures Edom has built to project power are now becoming instruments of their own undoing. But what of Israel? Scattered Israel, the remnant of Jacob's seed, dispersed through the ships of captivity. While Edom crumbles, a stirring is taking place amongst those who remember the covenant. A growing awareness, a movement toward self-sufficiency, a separation from the Babylonian systems that have long held them captive. It's a quiet revolution, fueled not by weapons or political maneuvering, but by a rediscovery of truth. We're seeing a return to ancient ways, a reclaiming of skills and knowledge lost to generations, an understanding that true security doesn't come from alliances with crumbling empires, but from reliance on Yahuwah and a commitment to living in accordance with His Word. Yirmiyahu prophesied of this, of a time when Israel would be led forth with dignity, a time of restoration and renewal. Yirmiyahu 30:10-11, it is an exodus unlike any other, an exodus from the systems of Edom toward the promised inheritance. And yet, even amidst this awakening, there remains a point of contention, a stumbling block that threatens to derail the progress. Tzion, not merely the physical location, though that too is a battleground, but the covenant promise itself, the very heart of Yahuwah's plan for restoration. Yes, Yahu warned of this, speaking of Tzion as a stone of stumbling, a rock that offends, yes, Yahu 8:14. The world contends over it, manipulates it, attempts to redefine it according to their own purposes. The modern political state, falsely claiming the mantle of Israel, is often the focal point of this contention. It is a distraction, a counterfeit, obscuring the true identity of covenant Israel. Do not conflate the two. Israel, scattered amongst the nations, is the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The political entity founded in 1948 is a creation of the modern age, subject to the same judgments as any other nation. The watchman sees these threads converging, the fracturing of Edom, the awakening of Israel, the contention over Tzion. These are not isolated events, but pieces of a larger puzzle, a prophetic tapestry being woven before our eyes. The day of Yahuwah is at hand, and the judgment on Edom is accelerating. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.